From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. Ahead, the future forecast for the ongoing drought in North Texas, and a staple of Texas cuisine has been named an upcoming food trend. We'll start, though, with the case of Marlys Munoz. She made national headlines last year when her family sued a hospital in Fort Worth to take her off life support. Munoz was declared brain dead, but was kept on machines for about 2 months. Doctors said they couldn't remove her because she was pregnant. KUT's Veronica Zaragovia reports Munoz's story is in the spotlight again, this time at the Texas Capitol.
Texas law prohibits pregnant women's advance directives from being carried out because of the fetus. So Marlys Munoz, a paramedic, was kept on life support for more than 2 months in 2013, despite her end-of-life directives.
She did not, under any circumstance, want to be on mechanical support.
That's Lynn Machado, Munoz's mother, who says the government overstepped its boundaries because her daughter was 14 weeks pregnant.
It was very difficult to watch.
Ultimately, they sued the hospital, and a judge ruled she could be taken off life support. Now, State Representative Elliot Neistat, an Austin Democrat, has filed a bill that would remove the pregnancy exclusion so that everyone's directives stand. But State Representative Matt Krause, a Fort Worth Republican, has filed a bill that would make no exceptions for brain-dead patients and require life support to continue if the fetus can mature. Krause's bill has been assigned to a committee. Veronica Zaragovia, KUT News.
Parts of North Texas have had a half foot of rain over the last 3 weeks, and with that and the snow, it seems a little odd to talk about drought. Still, the historic dry spell continues. For this week's Friday Conversation, KERA's Rick Holter caught up with a top drought expert at the National Weather Service office in Fort Worth, and Victor Murphy was pretty positive about the outlook.
Victor Murphy, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Hi, Rick. Thank you.
What kind of impact has all the rain in the last few weeks had on the drought?
Well, it's been very good news, Rick. News to say, ever since the devastatingly hot and dry summer of 2011, North Central Texas and the DFW area has been in the throes of a pretty significant drought, basically the worst since about 1980 or so. But recently, the above normal rainfall here since January 1st has improved drought conditions. In fact, the reservoirs which serve the Dallas area and the Fort Worth area have each bumped up about 15% over the past 3 months. So instead of being about 60 to 62% full, now they're about 70 to 73% full.
So what's the significance of this change in reservoir levels?
Well, needless to say, there is a whole lot of extra customers in the Dallas-Fort Worth area since 1980s. The population of DFW Metroplex has about doubled since the last time the reservoirs were this low. The current population is about 6.5 million people, and back then it was about 2.8 million or 3 million people.
Let's talk about the new drought map that was released yesterday. I'm seeing a lot less extreme drought. 2 weeks ago, 13 counties in the DFW area had at least parts of them with the darkest red on the map. Today, it's only 6 counties. How significant is that change?
2 weeks ago, Dallas County, or a lot of Dallas County, was in exceptional drought, which is D4 on the map. That's about a drought that is expected once every 50 to 100 years. And most recently, I think most of Dallas County is now in severe drought, which is D2. So we've seen about a two-category improvement in drought in the Dallas area, as well as Collin County and Rockwall County. The drought in general has been improving from east to west.
It's still pretty rugged, though, as you move a little west and north. Wichita Falls, that area, still seems to be pretty serious.
Absolutely. Wichita Falls is probably having their drought of record. Their reservoirs are running about 20 to 25% of capacity. You can compare that to the 70% where we're at. So
they're down by three quarters.
Yeah. It is probably the most significant drought on record for that area going back to 1900.
Now, has Wichita Falls gotten any relief over the last several weeks, several months?
Minimal relief, but not as quite as significant as we've seen here. In general, as you go from east to west across Texas, the amount of precipitation drops off.
As you look ahead here, what's the bottom line, I mean, climate-wise for North Texas?
If we're going to see prolonged improvement around here, we need to get rain when it's supposed to rain. We've had halfway decent rainfall in 2013 and 2014. The problem is it came very intermittently. So we'd get, say one good rain event for a day or two, then it wouldn't rain for 2 weeks, and then it would rain again. Well, in the meanwhile, the soil's dried out, and the soil moisture is near zero. So very little of that precip runs off into the rivers and streams and area reservoirs. By getting the soil moisture up, which we have right now, should improve things around here, especially in May and June. May and June are the two wettest months around here, and those are 2 months where we should see the most improvement.
Victor Murphy of the National Weather Service, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Rick.
Some of you in North Texas have known for years where to find a good tortilla. You know, maybe Luna's in Dallas, a local taqueria, or you might even know someone who makes them fresh. So you'll get a kick out of this. The editors at Food & Wine magazine have named homemade tortillas an upcoming trend. Brenda Salinas with Texas Standard spoke with Texas chefs and foodies to get their reaction to this so-called trend.
When Chef Jorge Rojo learned that Food & Wine magazine had named homemade tortillas a trend to watch in 2015, he scoffed.
Tortilla, a trend? Really? Well, in Mexico, the trend has been for hundreds of years, and it hasn't been a trend.
Aztec women were already making tortillas in 1515, before Cortes even arrived. Turns out, in 2015, store-bought tortillas are more popular than ever. The Tortilla Industry Council reported $12 billion in sales in 2012, and the flour versions edged out corn by about $120 million. Ama Ramirez understands why tortillas are so popular in stores. I caught her on a shift at the Del Rio Tortilla Factory in South San Antonio. She says that even though she spends all day making tortillas, when she cooks at home, she uses store-bought. She says, you get home late from work and you're tired, you go get your kids and you stop by the store to get your tortillitas. You see, even though they look simple, tortillas are really hard to make. Chef Jorge Rojo's restaurant is attached to the Sanitary Tortilla Factory in San Antonio. The corn grinding and the masa making start way before sundown every day. By noon most days, they're all sold out.
It's a long process that you have to make every day. So we ground our own nixtamal, which is the cooked corn, and they make the tortillas in several different ways. So we make corn chips, tostadas, taco shells, tortillas, all you can do with corn.
But Rojo says there's no comparison between the handmade tortilla versus the machine-made version at the supermarket.
When you do those by hand, it's considerably different. It's more fluffy, or it's cooked at the same time. It's more convenient to reheat them because they are more soft, and it has more longer shelf life.
So maybe it's not that tortillas are becoming a, quote, trend. It's that the American consumer is becoming more discerning. Consumers like Natalie Boites in San Antonio. If she suspected a restaurant had store-bought tortillas...
If it didn't have homemade flour or corn tortillas, I wouldn't go back.
Alma Ramirez agrees. She says store-bought tortillas are fine when you're making yourself a late-night quesadilla, but if you're going to buy your meal, even if it's from a side-of-the-road taco cart, you want those tortillas to be fresh.
Se puede homemade, pues es mejor. En un restaurante, digo yo, a lo mejor que sí, ¿verdad?
A note here to Food & Wine editors. Calling something a trend implies it's a fad. Here today, gone tomorrow. In Texas, tortillas aren't a trend. They're a tradition.
That was Brenda Salinas with Texas Standard. The statewide news magazine airs at 10 weekday mornings on KERA 90.1. We've got a 60% chance of rain today, cloudy otherwise with a high near 65. That chance of rain drops to 30% tonight and 20% tomorrow. It's 56 degrees now in Dallas and Fort Worth. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker.